Welcome back, everybody, to Finding My Perfect Awkward. And this week seems to be a recurring guest, like every week, every 2 weeks. I don't know. Every day. Marie from the Radio Fam is on like all the time now.
At first I like wasn't, and then like we broke the open that thing, and now I'm keep getting invited back, so I feel so special.
Well, yeah, I was like, hey Marie, do you like have any ideas about who to have as a guest? And you were like, me? Duh.
I was like, is it weird if I ask that?
Like, me? Well, and you texted it too, so I took it as like, duh, me. And I was like, well, yeah, duh. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it's great. And now you're just on like all the time, and I love it. I love it so much. But I'm doing an International Women's Month. So who is your female role model?
Good question. Because, you know, I'd want to say my mom, you know, and she is in some degrees. But I don't know. It's like, I didn't, you know, she was a young mom. So it's like our, I guess, relationship developed more as we got older.
Right.
You know, because she was just like a kid herself, you know, trying to raise me. So I don't think she knew exactly how to do the role model thing per se. So it's not that she wasn't like bad or anything, but just like, yeah, I didn't like look up as like, oh, this like powerful woman. But, you know, but I thought she was like a great mom and how she raised us and everything. And I'd say like throughout my journey, there's sort of been like different ones, you know, that I kind of gravitate to like at work, you know what I mean? Like there was a gal in Colorado Springs who I worked with for a long time in radio there. Her name is Alicia Scott. And, you know, like while there, it's like if she was kind of like my mom mentor while I was there, you know what I mean? I was like, me and my small market, like for the first time. And, you know, I was 21 and trying to figure out life, you know, and I felt like she was there to kind of help with that stuff. And kind of feel like they kind of transition depending on the time of life, where I'm at in my life.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. That totally makes sense. I feel like it's like that for a lot of people where it's like depending on where you're at in life, what's your situation, how old are you, what's going on, it changes.
Yeah.
Definitely changes. What is something that you tell your younger self? Let's say you're like 20-year-old self.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I always say like to not... I guess I'm very big on like the non-traditional stuff in general, the like not doing what society says. So even though I've always kind of had that at a young age, I think though it like really didn't even resonate till I got older, even more so, you know. So I wish that there were certain things that I could tell, like I think especially when it had to do with like relationships, you know, like you know, because I think, you know, society makes you think that, you know, by 30 or whatever, and now you are just too old to like do your thing and start a relationship. So it puts pressure on women, you know, that are in their early 20s to settle down and find the one and do all that. And then, you know, I feel like they're like missing out on like enjoying life first, because I think you realize once you're, you know, 30 something that, hold on, like that's just like a blip of time. You know, when I dated people that were like 2.5 years and you're like, wow, that was such a long relationship. And it was like, and that you're just so consumed by it. And then just like years later, it's just like a blip of time. And, you know, I wish I could tell myself like, you know, when you were 21, trying to have a serious relationship at 21, like, it's just not, you know, you're still trying to figure out who you are too, you know?
Yeah.
So I wish I wouldn't have those times that I would be like crying on the floor over some guy, you know, it's like, I wish I could tell myself, you know, like invest more in like the, you know, your business stuff and like your hustle at work. And the other stuff just comes with that confidence, you know?
That's fair. That's definitely fair. I'm lucky enough to be in a place where I have like you or Sarah Quinn or so many other people who tell me, hey, so many other women who tell me, hey, there are more important things. Like, focus on your job. Focus on you. Focus on your new cat. Like, there are other priorities that you can focus on right now, and you can worry about everything else later. Mm-hmm. And it definitely helps. It's 100% helps. And I'm glad that I'm lucky enough to have people like you who are able to tell me that, even if it's from experience, that hey, take it easy. It's okay.
Yeah, you know, especially if you look statistically and stuff like that about, you know, people that get together young, and, you know, everybody changes. And I think that, you know, jobs and stuff like that too, that's another thing too. You know, even as a young person, don't go, okay, you know, like within your situation, great, I'm going to be at this job for the rest of my life, you know, because I mean, that's just quite a commitment. Like, how do you know? Stuff changes, the situation changes. So it's like, you know, so not that I'm like scared of commitment per se, I just understand that like stuff changes in general. So I think like, yeah, enjoy the ride, young people, because it's a lot of fun. You can have a lot of fun. There's no rush to like grow up and do that thing, you know?
And you mean that in multiple different ways. You mean have fun in multiple different ways. Yeah, I get you. I got you. Mm-hmm. We're on the same wavelength. I get you. What's your favorite movie with the female lead?
Oh, God. Favorite movie with the... See, I'm somebody that hasn't seen a lot of movies. So
you
that's
haven't
a good
seen
question.
A lot of movies?
No, I'm not a big movie
What's
person.
What's with you? Okay, so you, Sean... Y'all haven't seen, y'all need to sit down, have this movie-thon. We all went to the movie theater, we saw Jackass, and then before that, we all saw Back to the Future, right? There needs to be like 30 of those where we just have a marathon of just all good movies.
And I love watching those with you guys. Like, that'd be so great. And that's what's funny is that my first job, I always talk about it, was 4 years I worked at a movie theater. At the time though, I was so busy. I was in college and had another job plus that job. So I didn't see a lot of the movies as it was. So, but my bosses used to always tease me like, why do you hate movies, Marie? I'm like, I don't hate movies. However, I will say, and I know that you like this one too, because it is one of my favorites also. I do love, The Devil Wears Prada. Just cause it's so, yeah, it's such a great movie. And like, I've experienced like, I get maybe not as hardcore as, you know, Miranda, but like, but working in the situations like that, you know what I mean? That like to have a boss that expects a lot, you know, and then I just like the storyline with like, you know, her, you know, needing to choose between her, like her boyfriend situation and her job, you know, and she's like passionate about her job. So like, that's how I'd feel about like radio and stuff like that. And then I felt like the boyfriend like wasn't as like supportive, you know what I mean? And like, but I also know that her boss was like a bitch. And so it was like, you know, so it is, I feel like one of those like, you know, powerful like women movies, like maybe in like a not like a superhero way, but it just like tugs at all those different emotions for me.
Yes, Devil Wears Prada, perfect example. Female lead, female co-stars galore.
Yes,
but amazing, amazing movie. Exactly, I 100% agree, and I think that is my favorite. I think there's also a lot of Sandra Bullock movies coming into mind.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But I think that is my favorite movie with a female lead also.
Yeah.
It's just so good. Like it hits so many like points. It like hits so many different things. So you're just like, yes.
Right. Yes. Right? And then like this one, and then the coworker, you know, that's like, you know, the one, I forgot her name, but the one that Emily Blunt plays, you know, and the one that's really trying to impress the boss and everything. And like,
yeah, I think her name is Emily.
Is Emily? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think so, yeah.
But her character is great.
She's fantastic, and she's hilarious, yeah. Which you wouldn't think for somebody who acts like a bitch, but she's so funny.
Yeah, like her delivery is so funny about her.
It's amazing, and even Miranda can be funny. Like she's mean, but like, whoo.
Right, hilarious. It's like there's something you like love, and even how in the movie there's like the parts where it's like you feel bad for her, and you're like, man, that's why she is the way she is, you know. So you feel bad for those people, you know.
And Miranda. Unpopular opinion, I don't think Miranda is the bad guy. I do agree that she's mean, mm-hmm. but I think she's just tough. I think she has this expectation. She has a bad personal life, and it all wraps up to be what we see. I think the boyfriend is the bad guy in the movie. Yeah, the friends aren't the greatest either, but definitely the boyfriend.
Yeah. I'm like, come on. Like, she's trying to hustle. She's trying to do her thing. Be there and support her.
Yeah, support her. Like, I'm sorry that she works all the time.
Uh-huh.
But, like,
But when you act like that, that's why she's going to get swept away by the cute guy talking to her in the thing, because you're not there emotionally available for her.
Not only that, but she, like, her friends weren't either, so she had nobody to go to.
Exactly. They want to side with him.
Right.
She's going to go into the arms of another man.
Yeah, because he would listen to her. He would fulfill her needs and wants.
Yep.
All these things. Plus, he's this big time writer. Hell yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah.
She had to go do her thing.
Exactly. Go her. Honestly, I'm against the boyfriend. What was his name? Yeah. It doesn't matter. I don't care. She can do better. Anyway, they end up in the, spoiler alert, they end up together at the end, and I'm not for it.
Right. Yeah, seriously, what the F?
No, like, good for her for getting her dream job, because she actually did get the dream job, but, spoiler alert.
She needed to leave him in the last chapter.
Yeah, just leave me. So, spanning off of that, if you could put on a festival,
ooh.
I know you know music, if you could put on a festival, who would be your lineup?
Oh, man. I feel kind of like old and unhip, because I'm like, Rihanna, because I love Rihanna.
Okay.
Probably Lady Gaga in there somewhere, because I was a big Lady Gaga fan back in the day. I feel like you would just have to have Katy Perry there too, just because, like, she's just so colorful and, like, her sets are fun and, like, and then I feel like, what's her name that everybody like? I like her in it right now too. Doja Cat. Just because she's
love Doja Cat.
So funny. And, like, she's got cool vibes.
No, 100%.
Yeah. And then for throwback sake and for girls power sake, throw in the Spice Girls, see if they'll make an appearance.
A Spice Girl reunion.
Yeah.
You know, they say that all four Spice Girls haven't been in the same room for, like, I don't know, what was it, 20 years? I don't know what it was. But, like, it was a certain amount of, like, a long time.
Yeah.
So that would be something.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Spice Girl?
It was Ginger Spice. So she was Ginger the one Spice. I always dress up. Yes, yep. How about you,
Jenna? So, it's a little before my time.
Right, I was going to say, dude.
But I do have a favorite Spice, only because I got into their music, even though it was after their peak. Mm-hmm. I was still into their music. Like, my mom made sure I was cultured.
Yeah.
My mom and my friends made sure I was cultured, right?
Well, yeah, your mom probably at that age was probably listening to.
She had a very, very diverse, like, in music. She had this mixed CD that she used to play in the car. There was Dilemma. Hey Ma.
I think my mom had Hey Ma on hers too.
It's a great song. I know every word. I knew it by the time I was like 9. Don't come at my mom. She was a great mom. I love her to death. I knew all the words by 9.
That's great music.
It's fantastic music. And then what was the other one? Oh, Let's Get It On was like number 4.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I also think that my dad made her this mixtape, and it was like the, you know, the mixtape. So the I was listening to it, and she just played it in the car. Like, my mom is this goody two shoes, right? For anybody that doesn't know, my mom is this goody two shoes that, you know, wouldn't hurt a fly. You know, she's more talk than bark, or I mean, she's more bark than bite, but she doesn't like pick up on stuff, right? She's kind of oblivious.
She's innocent.
She's gotten, you know, less innocent as time goes on, because she's starting to learn and evolve. But especially at that time, she was very, very innocent, very just naive to that type of thing. Uh-huh. And she didn't get it.
She's probably like, oh, yeah, just put this in. It's fine.
Yeah, like, she didn't get it. And I was like 8 or 9. So, of course, I didn't get it. And then I look back now and I'm like, I think that was the mixtape.
Yeah, when you start putting together all the songs, you're like, oh.
Yeah, like, there was a couple country songs on there too that were really good that I learned that weren't like that, but they were towards the end of the CD, so it'd kind of be like, oh, they started, and then it'd be through the end. Yeah, right. So like once it's done, like then you listen to the country music.
So now when you hear those songs on your radio station, you can know that that was mom's cuddle music. After.
Oh, they are. They are on my station. I don't think that this one's on it, but what's the one by Jessica Andrews? Is that her name?
I know the name, yeah, but I don't know what song she sings.
Holy cow. But there's a song that she sings, but then there's some Faith Hill ones, like This Kiss was on there.
Oh, funny, I've been singing that lately because I heard it on the car. Maybe Mississippi
Girl. Yeah, like that was on it. Yeah.
Oh my god, dude, Mississippi Girl, that song was like popular like when I like first got into radio, and I just like I saw Tim and Faith at like the, you know, the bigger, they were doing a tour together, and just like that's one of the songs that reminds me of like first getting into radio.
Well, good
a long time ago,
good song. No, is. But good, like that's a good one. Oh my gosh,
that was like, it was on the other day and I hadn't heard it so long, and I was like, yeah, it's totally singing in my car.
It's a good song. Oh my gosh. There are a couple songs. Oh, Jessica Andrews, Who I Am. Who I Am.
Oh, that's, song, that's by the way. Who I Am. Yep, I know exactly. Yes.
So good. Granddaughter. Yes. Yes, so good. But then there are a few that like my mom taught me how to sing. Oh, like okay. Nothing to Lose.
Wait, by Josh Grayson?
Yes.
Shut up. You can sing that song too.
I can sing it. Yeah.
100%. Downtown, downtown, breakdown.
Summertime, middletown, midtime. She was looking pretty fine.
Yes! Dude, I thought I was the only one that knows that song.
No, my mom taught me. I was like 10.
I know all the lyrics.
Singing it there. And then one day I just sang it with her. And she was like, Kira, good job. And I was like, yeah, you know, mom.
It's so, dude. Of all the songs you pick, okay, so, like, I am always, like, I always, like, romanticize, like, everything, you know, so, like, it's so, like, it was so funny that, like, when you were, you know, when I was in Vegas, like, before I even got to Vegas this last time, and we were gonna, so I knew that, you know, the plan was that we were all gonna drive in the car together and drop you off and everything, so for some reason in my head, like, I had pictured, like, Sean playing, like, country music or whatever, and, like, you and I were, like, singing to it or whatever, and in my head, that song was, like, one that I was picturing because it's fast paced and it's like, you know what I mean, like country rap essentially, you know, and that like, but I didn't actually assume you like knew the song or whatever, but in my head like that was like the soundtrack playing to like this fake scenario that was going on in my head, so that's so weird.
Fair.
And
now I'm like, that was now I'm like, so, oh my accurate
God, next time we're in person we have to totally sing it together.
We will totally, I know every word. We will sing it together.
Me too. And you always feel so good because it's so fast that you're like,
yes. Yeah, we're like, yes, you feel accomplished. Absolutely, yes.
Girl, I stood next in time. Line to see Josh Grayson, like, because I loved him, and he had like just a couple songs. But there was a before I worked at the radio station, he was playing at our fairgrounds, and it was pouring rain that day. And but it was a free show with like the country station out there, not the one I ended up working for. We stood in line, and I got to the free show, and it was one of, like, none of my friends listened to country, so I went by myself, and I watched him play, and then he was kind of like, hey, I'm gonna play a second show, so if you guys, like, stick around, you know, come back in line, come through the show, I'll stay after and sign autographs and everything. So I was like, okay, so, like, I, like, made friends with some random lady in line who's probably, like, my mom's age, and then we just, like, hung out, and, like I said, it rained the entire time, we're soaking wet, and at the end, yeah, he signed these, like, pictures for us. And then like a few years ago, I had told my old PD that, and he came to town. I wasn't at the station that day, but he called, and Josh Grayson left me a voicemail and was like, oh, I heard you saw me back in, you know, 05 or whatever it was, and left me this whole message. So it's so funny. It goes like full circle, and like, that's so crazy.
Awesome.
Cause I love, that's like one of my favorite songs. Like, yeah.
That's that. Awesome. No. Yeah. I love that song. I okay. love We're that totally song. And I've never found anybody else that loved that song.
I feel like nobody hardly knows it. And they, like the radio, does your station play it?
I think, yes.
Does it? Yes, okay, because I feel like they hardly do.
I've heard it. I've heard that. I've heard we play Mississippi Girl, old Taylor Swift all the time.
Ooh, I love old Taylor Swift.
There's a few others, but like it's a lot of top 40, right? So uh-huh. it's going to be mainstream old country and then mainstream top 40 current.
Right. Okay. Uh huh.
But there's some where they're just like thrown in randomly, and I'm like, yes.
Yes, those are the good ones.
That's the one. Like, what's the one? I wish we played Dust on the Bottle.
Oh yeah, they don't really.
David Lee Murphy.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good one.
Maybe once, okay. But I don't clearly remember it. And I feel like I'd clearly remember it. I haven't heard it yet.
That's a jam. But, so many jams, right? See, you work in such a fun format.
It's so great. It's so great. It's awesome. I love it. And it's so, Carrie Underwood just came out with a new song, Ghost Story.
Oh, is it
and
good?
It's not fast paced. So like you can't like headbang to it or anything, but it's a jam. Like it is so good.
I'll have to go listen. I haven't heard it yet. I love Carrie Underwood though. So
good. And it's been, her last album was a gospel album last year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a minute. But anyway.
Anyway, off on that tangent.
I knew you'd have an answer for that one, though. All right. So now we're going to do rapid fire.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask you questions about you.
Okay.
And the first thing that comes to your mind, you just got to answer. Okay. Rapid. It's
I'm
like.
So bad at these.
It's just first thing.
Okay.
It's all about you. You know you. It's
okay.
Fine. You know you. Who is your first celebrity crush?
Oh, I'd say my, it was, I don't know if you know the band, they're called Soul For Real, but they sing that Candy Rain song, and they sing, it's a song called Candy Rain, and there's another song that they sing. I can't remember the other one off the top of my head. Yeah, honestly, if you hear it, you probably be like, oh yeah, I've heard that before. Like, it comes on like the radios. But yeah, I think it's supposed to be Dirty. But they sang it, and there's another one. But anyway, I had a crush on, like, the little lead singer. I don't know his name. I just know the group is called Soul For Real. But that was the very first one.
I love that for you. I love that for you.
I love it for me, too.
It's kind of fitting. Yep. First job. I know you said it earlier.
Oh, yeah. My first job, yeah, was at a movie theater for 4 years, and I crushed it. I got Employee of the Month almost every month.
Did you really?
I was that employee. I was so good at my job.
Wow. You were the teacher's pet.
Oh yeah. But I wasn't like annoying. Like people actually liked me. But I can run a box office. I can run a concession stand. I would still do it now if I needed a job and could not get a job anywhere else and like had to take a job like that. I'd go work in a movie theater.
Okay,
for sure.
Humble brag. Okay. Hell yeah.
I'll crush that concession stand.
Hell, I mean, I can crush a concession stand, just not work it. I can like eat it.
Yeah.
Can you do an impression of anybody or anything?
Let's see. Can I? I can sort of do like a turkey.
Please do it.
It doesn't usually come over in these. It comes through better in person, but I'll try it here. Hold on.
This is my favorite thing.
So yes, tell her what you expected, was it?
Hey, listen,
I think
it was good. Brava. I would ask for an encore, but I feel like it would mess with something because you were slapping your chin thing. I don't know. Okay. Oh my God. What do you grab?
I'm just taking like my finger and I'm just going like that, just up and down my throat, but like pushing.
Oh, okay. It looked like you were grabbing your.
So I just run it up and down to give it the then you add a little
no that's
it's not as good as Sarah's thing. Birds. I don't know if you've heard her do her birds, but
Sarah can do a few impressions. It's impressive. But I will say your turkey's impressive.
Why, thank you.
It's just like gobble, gobble, gobble. Like, I don't even know the actual, I don't know.
Right, like what you call it.
I have no idea. Yeah, no idea. Not a clue. Okay. And then at this present moment, so you've posted and you've said before that you have songs stuck in your head every minute of the day, every day.
Oh my God, yes.
What song is stuck in your head at this moment?
Right now, same one as it's always. It's friggin' Thrift Shop right now.
It's Thrift Shop right now? Oh my God.
I always have that one. There's a few that always get, that always come back. That's one of them. And I, and right now, like, it's just, yeah, if I had to say something that would come immediately to my head, it's that one right now. I don't know why. I don't know. Like, I buy stuff on Poshmark, which is, like, thrifted. So sometimes when I open it, like, I think of that. So maybe that's why. But, yep, I'm going to pop some tags. But actually, when we get off, I'm probably going to be like, oh, please. Yeah, by the way, she moves.
She got me rolling in her.
Wearing in a white t-shirt. Oh, that's so funny.
Such a good song. Honestly, you had Thrift Shop stuck in my head for a second because I saw your tweet and I saw the gif and I was like, yeah, that's,
yep.
That's stuck in my head now. Thank you very much.
Yes. Oh my God. It happened. Yeah. There's like a Chris Brown one too that always gets stuck in my head, like that Forever song always gets stuck in my head.
There are a few. Which one? There are a few that, like, no matter what happens. Oh, what's that one? I can't think of it now that I actually want to think of it.
Uh-huh.
But it's, so it was like popular a year or two ago when, and everybody was like doing a dance to it. It was,
go and do the two step and do the,
no, but I love that song.
Was it,
oh,
it's not the country song, right? The,
no, it's, shoot. It's, oh, my cat just woke up. It's, shoot. I don't remember. It's a Drake song.
Oh, what is it?
It's a Drake song. Oh my goodness.
Is it, was it a few years ago that Kiki?
Do you love me? Yeah, are you riding? Say you never. Yes, that's the one. And everybody, I knew the dance to it. I don't know if I could do it now, but I knew the dance to it. I was doing it. I got it stuck in my cousin's head, in my aunt's head, in my mom's head. My mom doesn't even listen to Drake. I honestly don't know if she knows exactly who he is. She was singing it in the kitchen. Oh. I had everybody singing it, and I was the most annoying human on the planet to them for like a month.
Yep, that was another earworm for sure. I think that one actually comes back to me every now and then too. Like, it'll be like phases, like for like 3 months or a few months, it'll be like a certain group of them.
Yeah.
That always, like, for the longest time too, it was the one that, like, I know a lot of people don't like, but it was really fucking catchy, or freaking catchy, was that Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke and T.I. That Blurred Lines, like, that one would always be in my
I don't know, I used to like that song.
Well, that's the thing, is like, now that the stuff came out kind of more about it, it's like, but the I don't know, like, there's something about,
well,
it, like,
well, even when it was popular, like, even when it was a thing and on, like, on the radio still and stuff,
yeah,
it was like mediocre. It was like, you know,
yeah.
In the mix, right?
Yeah, didn't get stuck in yours. Yeah, it always got,
yeah,
stuck in mine.
Yeah.
But it's been a while for that one, so yeah. But Thrift Shop, that one always comes back.
Fantastic. If I am seeing it later today, I will hunt you down.
You're going to know why.
Yeah, I'm going to hunt you down. It's fine. All right, Marie, thank you so much for being on this week's episode. And you are always welcome. And I am so glad that you keep coming back. I adore you.
Yeah, have me on anytime. Always happy to talk to you. And yeah, I'll see you tonight on the show.
I will see you tonight on Free For All. Obviously, people can find you at the Radio Fam.
Yes.
On everything, right?
Yep. Just theradiofam.com. All the socials there. Otherwise, the Radio Fam across pretty much any social platform.